You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Rotations. My name's Madison Moffat. My pronouns are she and her. So we'll start with a warning. There is a fairly obscured reference in one song, but apart from that, there's no direct mention in lyrics of these songs of actual self-harm. However, the songs on this edition of Rotation do contain continual references to sadness, loss, grief, and helplessness. Pop and rock has always had a place for songs that bemoan the perpetual difficulty of life. The careers of some artists seem to depend on that fact. And this is a collection of songs about what I would label the doldrums: sadness, feelings of loss, or the suffering of hard circumstances. Some were massive hits in their day, even though many are not particularly remembered anymore, and others just simply weren't hits. Overall, this mix exemplifies the popularity of that formula, however. So a key theme here is how songs that are lyrically of the doldrums are often intentionally redemptive musically. Anyway, enough of the concept, let the music play. Big Mama Thornton was big, mean, and beautiful. I would not have dared cross her, but some fool clearly did. This is All Fed Up. It's almost a cliche for country music to contain the doldrums. Now, no one, however, quite expressed it like Hank Williams. This is I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. A distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. Tell you if it was heads or tails, I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be all right no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
That's probably a more standard way in which country music approached this topic. Charlie Pride, on the other hand, twisted the country music cliché to instead warn a jilting partner of her impending sorrow in a gilded cage of her own choosing. This is Crystal Chandelier by Charlie Pride.
All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? I never did fit in too well with folks you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? When the new wears off of your crystal chandelier.
Thank you, Charlie. The Summer of Love and the rise of the American independent film resulted in many American hopefuls flocking to California in the 1960s. It didn't work out for all people, as is portrayed in Albert Hammond's It Never Rains in Southern California.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya, it pours.
Self-respect, I'm out of breath. I'm underloved, I'm underfed. I wanna go home.
It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya, it pours, man, it pours.
Back home, I nearly made it. Had offers, but don't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me. Don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl,
well, things weren't so hot in the UK at that time either, and the song I'm about to play actually reminded me on a number of occasions, probably because my father pointed it out, as to that it exemplifies in some respects why my grandparents left for Australia after the war, the Second World War that is, and indeed this song remarks on emigration as an option that isn't available to them. The Kinks with Dead End Street.
There's a crack up in the ceiling, and the kitchen sink is leaking. Out of work and got no money, a Sunday joint of bread and honey. What are we living for?
The track I'm about to play is actually renowned by a lot of record collectors and enthusiasts of popular music for being one of the saddest pop songs ever. But paradoxically, like many songs of its kind, and also like many of the songs written by the artist, it presents a juxtaposition where the sadness is actually caught in what is a rather jangly little tune. Gilbert O'Sullivan with Alone Again.
Not feeling any less sad, I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, oh, if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Thank you.
Now looking back over the years, and whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally.
So, bargaining is said to be the third stage of grief. Todd Rundgren wrote this song in the hope that he could still salvage what had indeed been a very messy relationship. This is Can We Still Be Friends?
We can't play this game.
So, who is to blame for all this sorrow? Well, this track points to the sorrow that follows when governments rip food stamps, college funds, and disaster relief from the national budget. This is the anti-Reagan, truly old-school classic, The Word, by the Junkyard Band.
Yeah, man, my sister couldn't even get no student loans.
My grandmother couldn't even get her food stamps, man, dang.
Well, that's the word these days.
Yeah.
Reagan making bombs. Exactly. Things haven't changed. Anyway, we now shift the blame for the world's sorrows from the worldly to the otherworldly. The Duran Duran splinter group, Arcadia. Yes, I'm going there. I'm going completely 80s pop. Pointed their suspicions towards a specific demon from which all evil derives. This is Arcadia with El Diablo.
Thank you.
Ah, there it goes. It's got a long tail, that one. In their heyday, the Jesus and Mary chain just about made the power of negative thinking their defining quality. Indeed, that is the name of a compilation of theirs. This is their track Sowing Seeds from their debut album, Psycho Candy. Boy, did that album absolutely annoy my mother and father. So, mission accomplished. Now, this one's the lyrics of this one actually suggests redemption, but the way that it's sung actually suggests the opposite. The coda is not so much sung, but howled. The music video shows the protagonist as a burnt-out lounge lizard, failing to enjoy his own party while his guests completely ignore his presence. As an overall package, I was really impressed. This is Neil Young, of all people, with Weight of the World.
My friends and my girls.
This next one emphasizes that unhappiness can be shared even in the midst of what is meant to be an affair. This is Bell Bottom Tear by the Beautiful South.
This is the dinner prepared, this is the dress that I made, this is the child I brought up, this is the woman you lay, this is the woman you lay, this is the perfume I wore, this is the hotel.
Now, how could one focus a session of rotations on the doldrums in popular music without having at least one track involving Morrissey? This is probably the Smiths at their most miserable, with, and the title says it all, "Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me."
The story is over.
Cheer up, Morrissey, it may never happen. The Chills were a New Zealand band who lived for the doldrums. Indeed, one of their singles was called Doldrums, and I have a feeling that I came up with this little category of music in my head as a result of that particular single, but I'm not going to play that today. This track of theirs has, again, that cool juxtaposition of being lyrically despairing but musically upbeat. It's called Rain. From the fantastic stable of independent music from Dunedin, that was indeed loosely referred to by the music press as the Dunedin sound, that was the Chills. So, here endeth the show. Another one in the can. Bam! In the can. Bam! Feeling good. And I'm feeling good because despite the obvious doldrum nature of the music, I don't know about you, and apologies if not, but I've actually found myself tapping away to these tracks. It's funny that it just seems to be that one way that these messages are made palatable within the realm of popular music is by juxtaposing them with something a bit jangly or merry. So next up, it's Queering the Air with someone who may sound very, very familiar.